This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Today, the Republican National Convention gets set to open in Cleveland, where Donald Trump will become the most unconventional GOP nominee in recent memory. So this morning, we introduce you to three Republican delegates who all live within a short drive from Boston. All three are enthusiastic Trump supporters.
I asked the campaign to send me a bunch of stuff here.
And for one of them, the convention swag has arrived.
Oh, okay, good. They sent me all the camouflage hats for the veterans.
Al Baldessaro eagerly opens the packages, camouflage caps with the Make America Great Again slogan, a pitcher for beverages with Donald Trump's insignia, and even some booze for a campaign helper.
Yeah, she wants him to sign his ball of Trump wine.
All useful stuff to entice new converts and thank longtime Trump supporters. Baldessaro is a Republican New Hampshire state representative, a Trump spokesman, and a Trump true believer. The 22-year former Marine is a disabled veteran who has no trouble speaking for Trump because he feels Trump speaks for him, particularly on veterans issues.
He's the real deal. I mean, I can look this guy in the eye because that's how I do when I talk to people because, you know, there's certain things you identify, indicators and everything else on weakness. That man there has got a lot of strength. The military use would be a last resort, guaranteed with Donald Trump.
The 10-year state representative, along with his wife Judy, are attending their first convention, both as delegates.
We're going to discuss the veterans function and other stuff at the, you know, convention and try to put some things together and the coalition and everything else. I mean, I'm motivated over it. This is an opportunity of a lifetime for my wife and I.
It's a bit of a different story for our next delegate, as this will be the seventh convention for Ginny Griman of Wellesley.
It's something I do every 4 years to get involved in the political process, which I very much enjoy, and also to be able to participate in the dialogue about what we want in a president.
Have you ever voted for a Democrat for president?
I have not.
Okay. So ever since you became eligible to vote or started voting, you've pulled the Republican lever or marked the GOP ballot and that sort of thing?
I have, yes.
And this year is no exception. Griman says she liked all 17 Republican candidates, and she's fine with a final choice, Donald Trump.
We need someone who can speak from the heart to the people. And I think that's exactly what he is doing. He is speaking to me. He is speaking to many others. And as he said, I'm for you. He didn't have to run for office, as he many times says. He had a very comfortable life, a much easier life than he's going to have now. But I do believe he really cares about America and wants us to get back on the right track.
Griman, like most of the GOP delegates from Massachusetts, is not a professional politician. She teaches law at Boston University. Most of the pros, the Republican state legislators, are boycotting, staying home. Of the 34 Republicans in the Massachusetts House and the 6 GOP Senate members, no senators, and only 3 state reps are headed to the convention in Cleveland. One of the 3 attending is Representative Jeff Deal of Whitman.
Obviously, I was hoping for some more folks, but look, the fact of the matter is Donald Trump has been speaking outside of the D.C. circle of folks and even outside of the Beacon Hill folks.
Deal is the co-chair of the Trump campaign in Massachusetts, but he was not an early supporter. Deal was going door-to-door, stumping for a special election for himself when he took notice.
In the city of Brockton, there were numerous people that would stop me as I was getting ready to leave their doorstep and say, hey, you know who I really like? Is Donald Trump. He doesn't need the money, and he's saying what we all think.
If there's a Trump issue that you're most drawn to, what is it?
Coming from the business background, I look at the fact that the greatest social program we can ever have is to have people working, feeling happy, employed, being able to bring home either the income that helps support their family, gives them the opportunities for kids to go off to college, a safe retirement, a home to live in. And so I think the fact that he is looking out for the economic interest is what I find most appealing about his campaign.
Do you have some place where you disagree with him?
You know, it's interesting. I don't think that Donald Trump is somebody who's a professional politician. So there are a lot of ideas out there that I think some people may question, or the way he may present things that people may question. But generally, I find myself in alignment with much of what he says. In fact, making a military stronger so internationally so that we don't have to get involved in conflicts so often and yet can project that military presence to create some security around the world. I find him to be, on most levels, pretty ideologically in line.
So does Jenny Griman, who expects a lot more GOP togetherness in Cleveland than the pundits are predicting.
You're going to hear less negative and more positive in terms of support. And I do think that most of the Republican Congress will support Donald Trump in the end. And I do think there's going to be, at the convention, a unification of the party.
Republican delegate Jenny Griman from Massachusetts. In Cleveland, we'll be hearing from WBUR reporters all week long from the Republican National Convention. This story was produced by Miles Gordon.